AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Kozell. Protesters gather on the streets of Charlotte, North Carolina for a third night Thursday. As pressure mounted for police to release video that could resolve wildly different accounts of the shooting of a black man. So far, police have resisted releasing police dash cam and body camera footage of the death of 43-year-old Keith Lamont Scott earlier this week. His family has been shown the footage and demanded that police release it to the public. Family attorney Justin Bamberg.
My understanding, based on talking with his family, is that he did not own a gun, that he did not habitually carry a gun. And as far as we know, we still don't know if there was or was not a gun even there.
Still to be seen in Charlotte is whether protesters will obey the midnight curfew ordered by the city's mayor that kicks in this hour. In Tulsa, a white Oklahoma police officer has been charged with manslaughter in the fatal shooting of an unarmed black man whose vehicle had broken down in the middle of the street. Prosecutors say Betty Shelby reacted unreasonably when she opened fire on Terrence Crutcher. Tiffany Crutcher is the man's sister.
Our goal now as a family is to ensure that this never happens to another innocent citizen. In spite of this news, our hearts are heavy right now.
Yahoo says hackers have stolen the personal information from 500 million of its user accounts. The AP's Mike Gracia reports news of the hack comes at a delicate time for Yahoo.
Yahoo is in the process of working out a $4.8 billion sale to Verizon. Yahoo's been laying off staff and trimming expenses to offset a plunge in revenue over the last 8 years. The sale to Verizon isn't expected to close until early next year, but news of the breach could push back that timetable.
Mike Gracia in Washington. This is AP Radio News. Could this be why Angelina Jolie filed for divorce? The AP's Jamie Fryer reports the FBI is gathering information about an incident involving Brad Pitt and his family aboard a private flight last week.
An agency spokeswoman says the FBI is considering whether to open a formal investigation. There have been several media reports that Pitt was abusive toward one of his six kids on a flight with Angelina Jolie Pitt last week. Pitt's people have declined to comment.
A Swede who wrote a trilogy about collecting bugs, an Egyptian doctor who put pants on rats to study their sex lives, and a British researcher who lived like an animal have all been named winners of the Ig Nobels, the annual spoof prizes for quirky scientific achievement. The winners were recognized in a zany ceremony at Harvard. Winners received $10 trillion in cash prizes and virtually worthless Zimbabwean money. Sandy Kozell, AP Radio News.